Paul, you mentioned with the qualities, kind of focusing on certain qualities, certain periods. You mentioned faith. Wanted to kind of maybe ask about that, how to work on faith.
Yeah, I mean it's an interesting one for, I think, most of us as Westerners who grow up in a different religion, a different culture, and indoctrination of years and years and years of education. But I think just making it an object of attention, not trying to convince yourself that I should have more faith. This is a nice idea. Again, it's a nice ideal. But I think it's helpful to go back and use teachings of the Buddha as just reviewing fundamental teachings. That's where I think like anthologies of the Buddha's teachings are really useful. Like Bhikkhu Bodhi's In the Buddha's Words is really an excellent book that gives you a kind of a picture of and also the Life of the Buddha by Nyanamoli, which is an old standard. But you get a picture of the Buddha and the teachings in that sense. So to me, that's a great source of kind of faith and confidence is, to me, is probably a better word. And for myself, I mean, I've done some, certainly, having a nice Buddha image, having a nice shrine, is helpful in that it, because it's so easy to, the go-to option to me is not kind of faith and devotion. Just clean my kuti and get on the jogo path and can do, you know, or sit meditation or something, just do something practical. But having a nice shrine and keeping it clean and looking after it, I found that really, really helpful. But choosing images that are quite inspiring. Like years ago, I was given a particular image that was designed and executed by one of Thailand's top artists. And it's really beautiful. To me, it's very beautiful. And so I got two main images on my shrine. That is on the top, and another one below that is an image that on a certain level is not, it's very ordinary as an image, but it's one that done by a lay person here in Ubon who then had Lumpa Liam and some of Lumpa Liam's hair from his head from head shaving and mixed into the image and asked him to do special blessings for it so that you know, there's a sort of a personal connection with this image for me, something inspiring. And also just reading biographies of different practitioners and recognizing so you start seeing threads of consistency in these different great practitioners and there's in whatever tradition it's in. Like I was just yesterday, I went out and paid respects to Lopa Liam and the thought crossed my mind. We went out in some place out in the countryside, really in the middle of nowhere. Which he's done many of these, and built a monastery. Build a sala, build a kitchen, build some kutis, build some toilets, and build a well, build a water source for the. And I actually asked him, how many of these have you done? and he said, well, there's nobody's, there's no record of. Probably at least 20. One of the people who came to my mind was a Chinese, very renowned Chan master, Master Su Yun, who was, he died in 1950-something at the age of 120. And he was he had refurbished and rebuilt so many monasteries in his lifetime. And so there's just the example of these different beings' lives and how they live their lives quite differently. Find that a support of faith. There are different ways of doing it. You have to sort of see, in practice, you have to always sort of take a bit of a shotgun approach. You sort of, something might land,